As part of Severe Weather Awareness Week, schools and businesses across Wisconsin will practice their real-world plan for when a tornado warning is issued in their area. One major part of that warning process comes from those on the front line, even if that front line is just outside your front door. Across the state, the National Weather Service is hosting Storm Spotter training sessions, giving everyday people like you or even me the chance to be an important piece of information gathering for weather decision makers.
The first slide there was like really cool, but yep, I mean, please take cover.
Okay. Meteorologist Cameron Miller is one of those decision makers. He works for the National Weather Service out of their Sullivan office west of Milwaukee, and on Tuesday was in Sheboygan Falls teaching interested storm spotters in training the basics of reporting accurate, clear, and imperative weather information to his office.
The in-person aspect of it is what I enjoy, particularly with this job. A lot of it is done behind a desk, but these spotter talks are really a way to get out and actually meet the people you serve. And it's also really nice to actually like go out and talk about your passion with people that are almost equally as passionate about it as you are.
Crews in southern Wisconsin going to start beginning the recovery and cleanup process this morning. This following Thursday night's confirmed tornado near Evansville in Rock County.
This place is so beautiful. It is all gone.
With February's historic tornado that tore through the community of Evansville fresh in people's minds, Miller says this week is also about reminding the public that severe weather takes many forms and happens 12 months out of the year.
When we have a big severe weather event, especially before these spotter talks start, tends to drive up attendance a little bit. These spotter talks are a great avenue, kind of a beginner course to start learning about severe weather and how to report.
Miller says one of the biggest misconceptions for many that come to these trainings is that storm spotters engage in thrilling actions like punching the core, as made famous in the 1996 disaster movie Twister.
They're gonna punch the core.
But as Miller points out, a storm spotter is not a storm chaser.
Spotters are generally out there to support our warning operations when we're looking to get the word about severe weather out. Storm chasers, on the other hand, I feel like they're primarily hobbyists. Some report to us, but not all. And a lot of storm chasers are out there for selling footage.
With social media's meteoric rise the last 15 years, Miller says that although it has made storm spotting more accessible, it has opened the door to potential AI and deep fake images causing problems with trust.
Let's say we have a situation where we're getting a picture of a tornado damaging a town, and they say, oh, there's a tornado going into Madison right now, especially on a day where it does look like there's storms that might be doing that. That can lead to false alarms. It could lead to a breach of trust with the Weather Service.
Which is why, at the end of the day, it's a group effort to make sure warnings are accurate so that lives can be saved.
Severe weather can strike at any time, so just being active, being ready at any time, keeping track of the weather at any time is what we hope to instill in people through these spotter talks.
Adam Roberts, WTMJ News.